This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Time to get to real radio stuff here. It's an overview that we have every week. The DJB gang, me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, into what the charts say, although they don't speak. So what the charts list, that's probably better in terms of grammatical correctness. The charts are listed both at djbshow.com and at talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, the top 10 stories as perceived by the research done at Talkers in the news talk radio world are listed, and we have a countdown with Michael Harrison. And so I invite the ladies to speak about the people on the list and the stories themselves. And with your permission, I'd like to start. Well, let me just go through the list quickly of stories, and then we'll go to what I think we ought to start with is number four. The UFO sightings, that's something we spend time. The trouble with me going through the list is that we all start talking.
You give the list. Refrain from talking, talk about the list.
Number nine, race relations, the Asian hate crimes bill, et cetera. Immigration reform is eight. The abortion case before the Supreme Court is number seven. The economy and the stimulus, number six. Our relations with the two baddies on the planet, Russia and China. The Arizona election audit, the voting legislation, the voting machines, that kind of stuff, number four. The January 6th commission and the debate over whether there ought to be an investigation, which seems like ludicrous to me that there's a debate about this. But anyway, the Israeli-Palestinian situation is number two. And where we are, if we even know where we are with COVID, I think that's perhaps a large question. Where the heck are we? Meanwhile, the machine situation, I think number four is pretty interesting, because there still is a hoopla about, you know, whether in Arizona Trump won and, you know, that whole thing, which has been really politicized and kind of, I don't know that we really know what the story is, but the thing that I find most interesting this week, ladies, is that the Arizona Secretary of State said that she has grave concerns about the voting machines in the state of Arizona. I don't know whether she's a Republican or a Democrat, and I don't think it makes any difference. I've said this for years, and it became worse last time around, how it is that we can have this much of a problem with voting, this much disruption, corruption, whatever the heck it is something that there should be. You talk about protesting and going to Washington to protest. This is something that hasn't been straightened out, and it isn't.
Well, it doesn't show any signs of being straightened out. But it has. It's been settled. Republicans in Arizona have said there are some who are still trying to push this narrative, but there are others who are saying this is there was no fraud. This is the numbers are settled. What she's saying is she wants to have new machines because she doesn't know what the Republican auditors have done to them. So that for she's
but,
concerned more about
in general,
future.
Well, I understand what you're saying about Arizona.
There's a couple of things. First of all, it is not settled in Arizona yet. They're still recounting in Arizona, and that's been ordered by a judge because of the evidence that has been presented so far. There's been a tamping down of this story in the media. I think a lot of people are trying to say that this, you know, this theory about these irregularities has somehow had its day in court and it's been thrown out. That's not true. It's never really had its day in court. And so state by state where there are instances of this, in fact, in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, and in Arizona, there's all stuff that's going on looking into how votes were counted, how the machines work, and all of that stuff. So that's still happening. But what the, it wasn't the Secretary of State, I believe, or the the Lieutenant Governor in the state said that there are some irregularities that are still concerning to top officials, including the legislature. The sheriff of Maricopa County came out and said we think that these auditors don't know what they're doing. We're probably going to have to buy new voting machines. So a couple of things are happening all at the same time. The sheriff is saying that there needs to be new voting machines because people have been touching them. A lot of people are still looking to see how votes were being counted. When they did the forensic audit in Pennsylvania, story that came out yesterday, is that a lot of the Republican votes were not being scanned. If they were GOP ballots, a lot of them were not being scanned in the state of Pennsylvania. So these are things that are pretty problematic that haven't, I guess, risen to the top of interest for the mainstream news media to report on. But there are things that are going on, and I think the bottom line is we need to make sure that people trust this system before the midterms, because we're going to have to go do it all over again next year.
Yeah. And it's been as long as I've been doing talk radio, and that's been since 1974, there's been this issue, and maybe if I were thinking about what happened before, if I were, I wasn't as conscious or aware of it, but I will tell you that over my adult lifetime, this has been an issue in every single election, going back to when I was a resident of Florida. Here in Massachusetts, it's been a problem. Sure as hell has been a problem in California and Arizona and pretty much every other state, where the people who are full-time managers of this system sit on their hands. They're political appointees, so they take the position of helping their party. It's an outrage. It really is. Your vote doesn't really count. You don't know where your vote goes. I don't want to go and put my vote in the ballot in the mail. I want to take the ballot and put it in a machine and see that my number goes in.
I trust the mail way more than the machine. We're not talking
the mail?
All the stuff with, yeah, because I tracked my ballot. I knew exactly when it was received. I knew exactly when it was counted. I could go right online I'm in New Jersey. I went right online onto the site. I logged in with my independent number as my New Jersey ID number, tracked the ballot like a FedEx package. It was great. I have no issue with that whatsoever. I would trust that more than somebody tampering with these machines. On either
well,
side
the tampering
of the
machines is different than putting your ballot into a box. The machines, those computerized machines, have been a mess since they were introduced. And I remember the first voter machines that were computerized were owned by a company that was owned by a U.S. senator in, was it Dakota or Nevada or someplace? I can't remember the guy's name. No, it was Colorado. I can see the guy. But
I'm
can't
sure
remember
that
his
was
name.
A coincidence.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. Yes, of course. Okay, number one this week is the continuing focus on the vaccines, or is it the, I guess that I've said on the DJV program this week, I wanted to get away from this because I didn't find there was anything really new. It's the same old debate and the same old stuff about the pandemic and the marginalized communities and how blacks and Latinos are, you know, have higher numbers. I mean, there's nothing new in that. We all know that the system is prejudiced against minorities. So the question isn't, is it? The question is, what do you do about it? And then there's, you know, traveling with the vaccines, whether you're going to have to prove. I mean, there's a whole bunch of issues, but they've all been discussed ad nauseum, at least from my perspective anyway. I don't know. You guys have your thoughts about it, so help yourself.
Okay.
That's the end of that, so I guess I'm right.
Well, I mean,
except
I don't know.
For, wait a minute, one thing. There's a canine coronavirus problem that's erupted, and later in the week we've seen some research done that there's a type of coronavirus that usually infects dogs, and it now is present in a group of children who are patients that, this is over in Malaysia, hospitalized for pneumonia. And they've now seen that when examining the virus, that is pretty similar to what we've found in the COVID-19. So that's pretty unsettling, don't you think? I mean, get right down to it.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, just going back to the vaccine conversation for a second, I'm really over it. Like, if people want to get the vaccine, it's available. That's great.
It's everywhere.
Get the vaccine.
Right.
Yeah. If people don't want to get the vaccine, that's great. That shouldn't bother people who are vaccinated because they're now protected. So live and let live. Personal freedoms. Let people decide what the heck they want to do. And let's move on. I don't know. I think there's just, you know, again, everything becomes so one-sided. Either you're an anti-vaxxer or you're, you know, pro-vaccine, going out there and asking everybody if they have shots in their arm. I mean, I just, it's your medical stuff. Deal with it, you know?
I don't know. I don't. This is so stupid that it's political. It's health. It's. It, I mean, this is. I don't know. It blows my mind.
It may. It's because of groups on both sides. Let's talk about this with regard to the, Israeli conflict, and the squad on one side and the Maryland Greens on the other side of the world. Let's talk about that in a second. Here on the Talk Radio Review, it's 16 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This is our shot at all those postponed weddings, birthdays, and holidays. Our shot at getting back to work. The COVID-19 vaccines are ready, and so is Walgreens, with pharmacy experts ready to help you get it safely for free. Because this is our shot at getting back together. Schedule yours today at walgreens.com/ourshot.
No cost to you with most insurance or government assistance. Vaccines subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
All right, here we are at 18 after on the DJV overview, the hot hits. Talk radio is perceived by Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We get to the trending things in a few moments here. I'm Doug Steffen. So the situation that has, we're all politically motivated, it would seem, although I don't know that I am. I don't like any of them. But number two, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict sees the usual political sides being taken. With the squad now saying don't sell any arms, but then there are those who are, I don't know, if are there any Republicans who say don't sell arms to Israel, or is it all the Democrats?
I haven't heard one, but I have heard a couple. I've heard Democrats, very high, powerful ones, say that the squad is crazy. Steny Hoyer is one who came out with the Democrat Party and said, this is not what we stand for. We stand with Israel, and talked about Hamas being a terror organization. I mean, what other conversations do we have about supporting terrorist operations?
You know what it does? It just underscores the naivete of these people who are in the squad. And that's all that, I mean, do they represent a certain amount of a thought pattern in America? Yeah, I guess they do. And should they be quiet? No, they should be heard. But they should be heard, as are others around the country being heard, for some of the ludicrous comments. Some of the people that have leadership positions have intelligent comments about stuff, and some of them don't. And I think more and more you see the split between reality, at least what I guess is reality, and what some of these people who are in the groups like the squad have come up with. It's foreign to me. Now, maybe I don't understand because I don't live in their neighborhoods, but I just it's...
But
I don't know if annoying.
I want to follow the money, because this is a result, this way of thinking is a result of an influence campaign that's happening on social media.
That's
and
what
I
it's
want
all
to know
about.
Who's behind it.
21 after the hour here on the DJV overview of News Talk Radio this week.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and the trending items this week. Some of them are bumping into the story list that we have from Talkers Magazine. Some of them are just kind of there. This is our own read, Jay, on the top ten, because Morgan Wallen has become sort of the poster child for negativity with some. Do you think that's an accurate statement?
Yeah, he had a string of getting into some trouble. He was acting a fool, drunk and belligerent outside of a Nashville bar. Then he was kicked off of his musician gig from SNL. He was going to be one of the featured musicians. He ended up being able to perform, but he was out partying during COVID restrictions. And it wasn't that he was in trouble for what he was doing specifically, but it was that he broke SNL protocol and safety regulations, so they had to disinvite him during that time. And then he had the racial slur controversy, which was the latest, which kind of had him disappearing from things so that he could quote-unquote work on himself. That was the statement he released at the time. Well, he was out in Nashville this week performing at Kid Rock's bar, and I mean the crowd went nuts. He was one of the top selling artists when all of this happened, and his continued to skyrocket.
Do some people interpret that as the folks who go watch him don't have a problem using the N-word? Is that's how some people would interpret that, right? Whether it's right or wrong,
some people just like his music probably, and mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm a country fan. I admit I'm not much of a Morgan Wallen fan. I saw him. He opened for Luke Bryan, I think, and that was kind of the extent of him with me. But when people hear music they like, and maybe they don't know the whole story, maybe these are people who are not, sitting on social media looking at what was trending. Who knows?
All right. Another item here. Speaking of things that are popular in the top 10 television list. Season after season is Law & Order, SVU, been on, I think, 21, 22 seasons, Mariska Hargitay and Chris Maloney. She's on the record this week as talking about a youngster who used some knowledge, was this youngster, did this youngster watch SVU? Where did this come from?
Yeah, this all started, in case you missed it, there's an 11-year-old who evaded her own abduction. So a guy tried to kidnap her, and she used her know-how from Law and Order to not only get away from the abductor, but to help authorities track him down later. She was playing with some slime, and she smeared it all over him. And
really?
That, yeah, so when authorities, and she had seen this guy before, and he had approached her asking her some questions, and she told her school, she told the principal, she was she was very aware, 11-year-old, very aware of this guy. So when he then tried to actually kidnap her, he passed by her in the car, came back around, went to get out of it. And I mean, there's a video where you can see her immediately start running. He grabs her, she fights him off, and then she runs away.
Good for
and
her.
Mariska Hargitay is, you know, getting her praise. She's relieved that and grateful that this young lady is okay, and she calls
waiting
her strong
for the bus?
And brave.
Is that the video?
Yeah, she was
waiting
for
the bus.
And her mom always walked. So the bus stop was actually moved halfway through the school year because of a bus driver shortage. And her mom always walks her to the bus stop. But on this day, the baby had a dirty diaper, and the mom was like, "Okay, you know what? You go ahead and start walking." They were already running late, and she's like, "I'm going to change the diaper real quick, and then I'll be there." And just as she was finishing changing the baby's diaper, the 11-year-old comes busting through the door, telling her the story that she had almost been kidnapped, and the video was
that
captured from a neighbor.
Can you imagine, like, the guilt that the mom must have that she, you know, made the decision to change the diaper, and she almost lost her child because of it? Like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Well, it's one of those really strange things. All right, comments are certainly encouraged. Help yourself. With our social media being available at DJV Show, if you will, facebook.com/DJV Show. Always have comments from folks. And I think people enjoy reading what other people that are listening to the program have to say, so you can check it all out. Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show. And right now it's at 28 past the hour on our review of what's going on in News Talk Radio for this week.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Do you ever wonder why your cat gets so demanding when you're on the phone? Well, if you own a cat who won't give you any peace, jumping up to see you and saying hello while you're talking on the telephone, think about this for a moment. You're talking, your cat doesn't see anyone else around. She comes in, jumps up, rubs around you, and generally makes a royal nuisance out of herself. It gets to the point where you think she's jealous or maybe even spiteful because you're spending time doing something other than loving and playing with her. Well, that's simply not true. As far as your cat is concerned, you are talking to her. After all, no one else is around, so who else could you be talking to? You know, cats are really clever, but no one has yet been able to explain to them the miracles of modern technology. So the next time your cat comes into the room and you're talking on the telephone, understand her point of view. There's no one else around. You're sitting in the room all by yourself, no one there but the cat. You're talking. Of course, the cat assumes you're talking to her. They're pretty clever. Say hello to her, give her a pat on the head, then get back to your phone call. I'll more next time.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, the focus is beginning to shift to finding ways to prevent future violence. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to the Middle East this week to open talks to try to strengthen the current ceasefire and lay out a path forward. Speaking to ABC's This Week, Blinken reaffirmed that the White House believes the long-term goal should be a two-state solution.
President Biden's been very clear that he remains committed to a two-state solution. Look, ultimately, It is the only way to ensure Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state, and of course the only way to give the Palestinians the state to which they're entitled. That's where we have to go. But that, I don't think, is something for necessarily for today.
And 14 people were killed Sunday after a cable car accident in Italy. Authorities say the car fell nearly 50 feet as it was transporting passengers from the resort town of Stresa up a nearby mountain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This day in history, Flash, 1974. The David Frost President Nixon interview takes place, where Nixon said the president is within his right to order phone tapping and burglaries if it's in the interest of public safety. Years later, Sir David Frost on WNBC talks about what happened behind the scenes between Secretary of State Henry Kissinger and President Nixon.
They had to stay loyal to each other because they each had the goods on each other, obviously, in that sense. But they both did want to get the credit for the good stuff and try and somehow pass the bad stuff over to the other one, so that you had this funny situation of that with Nixon did take exactly the line that Henry mentioned there. He did take the line that, you know, that Henry, of course, he was brilliant and brilliant intellectual and so on. But like all intellectuals, he was, you know, could be unreliable and all that sort of thing. So he would get his point in that way without directly attacking Kissinger. And then Henry, in his case, took the line more of saying, oh yes, Richard Nixon was a wonderful president because he was such a good delegator, and he delegated all the difficult things, of course, to me, you know, so that they were both going for the prize without alienating.
Thanks for listening. We're USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
About 34 after the hour. This is the DJV overview. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, our overview of the charts for the week of May 17th to the 21st. Some of the stories and the people that are involved in all of this. The economy and what's going on in the economy. People all excited. Wow, look at what we're doing in the stock market, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The stimulus initiatives. So there's good news. And there's bad news, but there always is when it comes to this sort of thing. In the housing market, home values, I'm betting in every neighborhood. Victoria is down in New Jersey, Jay is in Nashville, Jennifer is in California, I'm in Massachusetts, and I know from my perspective here, my neighbor and friend, who is the number one real estate agent here in my metro west area of Boston, says there's no inventory. Nothing to sell. He went out of the market. He normally stays right in this area, but he was asked to sell a house down on the south shore, south of Boston, and he took the listing, because the people really wanted him to sell, puts the house out. Listen to this. He puts the house on the market for $1.6 million. Guess how much they sold the house for? Take a guess, ladies. Think about it.
They asked $1.6 million. Everything yep. is going way over asking. I don't know. I'd say maybe $1.8 million.
Yep, just a hair, $1.795 million.
I was gonna go for two.
Really?
This house that's above my mom's house in the neighborhood that I grew up in. It was on the market, and she's like, "Oh, you got to look at this house. It'd be so great. You'd be on the same street, yada yada." And I looked at it, and it was 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and very old school on the inside, very 1970s. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd have to put a lot of work in. It did have a pool in the backyard and solar. They listed it for $799. They got 35 offers. Do you know how much it sold for?
$1 million.
$980,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what's happening. And so if you look around at home values around the country, they've risen at least 12 to 14% in the last year. That's great if you're an owner and you're selling. Pretty frustrating for people who are buying. And the only saving grace there is it doesn't cost you anything to borrow the money. You know, the interest rate's below 2%. So,
but
you know,
the
you
problem,
get...
though, is, like, I have a friend who wants to sell her house and but, like, where does she go? That's what she said. She's like, well, the problem is, where would we go? We want to stay in the same area.
Yep.
But then if we sell and we make a profit on our house, then we're still going to be paying somebody else
more,
way over asking.
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The home supply is at the lowest level. That is the available inventory around the country. This 57 years. In Framingham, where we had huge growth after World War II, it's the lowest available in terms of numbers, sheer numbers, that it has been since World War II, since I was a kid in the early 50s. So just, I remember my father bought the house that we lived in when I was a baby. I didn't remember it when I was a baby. I remember talking about it, you know, when I was old enough to know what was going on. He paid $22,000 for the house and got a 4% mortgage from the GI Bill. And when we sold it after he died, it was on the market for $640,000. I think that was pretty close to what we got in. So, yeah, you look at stuff and you just think.
It's expensive to build, too, right now. And the price
of
lumber
is God, yes. Go to Home Depot or go to the lumber yard and see what they're getting for a 2x4. Woof. I'm glad I have a farm and I've got a sawmill. I can make my own. Not too many people are in that position, however. Okay. So let's talk about, we've got the COVID thing, and I said we'd put it on the back burner, and most of you, I think, listening to the program, and most of, I know the ladies participating with me, feel the same way. But I have to bring Governor Newsom, who is the world's biggest nudnik as far as I'm concerned. There are people knocking on doors, Jennifer, to find out whether you've had a shot or not. Is that real?
Yeah. Yes, it's real. Vaccine knockers.
Vaccine novelty.
Are coming door to door, and they're asking if people are vaccinated or not. If they are, they go on their way. If they don't, then they stop and try to convince you to get the vaccine. And again, this is part of, like, let people decide what's right for them. You know, if you want to get it, great. If you don't, great. You don't need someone coming to your door going, did you get it? Did you not get it? It feels so wrong.
Yeah.
It feels
very un-American.
Yeah,
frankly,
and it's not free. They're spending $10 million of taxpayer money to lead this effort to try to get people to go door to door. So,
all right. So I promised that we're going to spend time on COVID, but I think something that's beside that kind of stuff that begs, screams for commentary and investigation. Although I don't think it needs an investigation because I'm convinced that the Wuhan laboratory deliberately, on orders of the Chinese Communist government, let that stuff leak. Not necessarily, well, it leaked out in China, it leaked out in northern Italy, and who knows what it did in Iran, because that was the ultimate destination for the first batch that was going to be distributed. And, you know, the Iranians won't tell you any more than the Chinese will about how many people have died from it. But the fact that we now are looking into it, I don't think it's strong enough. I know there are a lot of Republicans who are saying, and Democrats too, here, we've got to look into this, but I don't feel like it's strong enough. Like, let's go get these guys. Do you feel that way? I mean, what, diplomacy aside, Well, it's so obvious what happened in that Wuhan laboratory.
Well, but I think the question then is, what do you do? Like, what do you do about it?
It was economic sanctions on China.
We already
and
have sanctions on China.
Your business.
Right, but we already have that. And look what we've talked about in the tech report. We're now paying 30% over market for TVs. We can't
well, that's
get
our
any
fault
vehicles.
Because
but
we
it
went
needs to be a world. It needs to be a world effort. And
I agree, Jennifer.
And I think I mentioned this to you guys, and I had almost forgotten. I talked to a reporter who's been working on the story about the virus and the lab. And Fauci has said that there's no evidence that there was gain. In fact, he lied in this committee about gain-of-function research that was being funded by the National Institute of Health, which he runs. Now, there is plenty of documentation. And so I don't know why Fauci can get away with lying about it, because there's plenty of documentation. We've talked about it here of the Obama administration telling him not to do this kind of research, because basically you're making bioweapons, right? You're making biological weapons.
And look at what's happened.
And Fauci, instead of using government money after Obama told him not to do it because it was too dangerous, he got private money to go in and continue his research. There's 12 other sites in the country, in our country, that do this kind of research on stuff. And so Fauci has been lying about it. Well, the information has come out, and 35 Republican members of Congress wrote a letter to the administration saying, guys, here's the evidence that shows that this came from the Wuhan lab, and they're putting the pressure on the White House now. And I think for what Victoria said is true. The White House probably just doesn't know what to do with this information. In fact, it made it all the way to the White House press briefing this week, saying, asking Jen Psaki about whether or not the White House was going to respond to all of these reports now indicating that the virus did indeed come from the Wuhan lab. What I have heard and what I hear, she just kind of wiggled away on it. You know, she gave a non-answer, essentially. But I think the pressure is going to keep mounting, and I think it's going to mount in a bipartisan way. I don't think it's just a Republican thing at this point. So I think they're going to have to figure something out. But I have learned a couple of things from people who are reporting on this, that Fauci is not very well liked in any circle. Democrats and Republicans alike have had issues with him, but he has a lot of people around him who are bolstering him and giving him power, and there are a lot of people who are kind of afraid, almost like he's, I don't want to use the word mob boss, but he almost has that kind of feeling within Washington, D.C. and the swamp. And so there is kind of similar to what Andrew Cuomo is going through in New York. And I guess we'll see if this reporting is right. Again, this is brand new stuff that will probably be coming out soon.
Yeah, needs to be chewed on. All right. So
That he's got harassment stuff, and they're going to try to take him out of power.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Because of, that's what I was trying to get at, because of harassment charges.
That's why you said Cuomo.
But, yes, just like Cuomo, they're going to try to take him out of power.
Sexual harassment stuff on Fauci?
Sexual harassment and also harassment in the workplace. Like, he's hard to work for, both of those things. So
I believe the hard-to-work-for stuff, but really?
I know, that's what I said, too.
Sexual harassment stuff?
At 80 years old?
Look, I asked these same questions. The reporter I talked to said yes, and that there's more
evidence coming. Can I ask who this reporter works for?
I can't say right now, because I got this information off the record. But
this wasn't someone who was on your radio show.
This was someone on you. Well, yeah. this was not said publicly, though. This is all behind the scenes stuff. So off the record stuff. So no, I'm not going to identify.
Oh, come on. That would be. Yeah.
We'll know if it hits the headlines, whether or not, you know, we'll see.
Okay. Number three is the January 6th commission. The debate about that. I see the House has approved a $2 billion spending bill to boost security after the insurrection. The vote is interesting, 213 to 212. All the Republicans and three Democrats voted against the measure. How do the Republicans keep getting in the way of this, and why? What's in it for them?
The narrative, though, is to support Trump, and that it's not, it wasn't an insurrection. So if you say, yes, we need more security, then you're admitting that, yes, there was a threat.
But guess who took down the security bill? The squad is the one who actually took down the security bill. They vote. The House voted this week for $1.9 million to go into additional security at the Capitol. And the squad was the ones that were trying to not, because they're in a quandary. Do we defund the police or do we want more of the police? And so there was a lot of that effort going on that almost sunk the bill that Democrats wanted. But as far as the 1-6 commission goes, there are already 4 investigations underway on the insurrection. I'm completely against
arrests, too.
And there's hundreds of arrests and all of this stuff. And so everything's already underway. A commission is simply used by Democrats to try to intimidate Republican voters going into the 2022 midterms. It is strictly used for politics. The investigations are already underway. The commission is not necessary.
All right. The government and your taxes coming up in a moment. We'll talk about that. This is the DJV version of the overview. Well, it is our version of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, bolstered by the research done at Talkers Magazine. It's 45 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Merry AC Month is going on right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your AC is blowing hot air, you need immediate relief. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Merry AC Month and get up to a $100 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a Merry AC compressor, accumulator, dryer, expansion device, or condenser. There's no need to sweat it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Talk to their professional parts people, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, here we are back again. We have time for one more item here from the story list and how it's related. You may have heard this week that your friends at the Treasury Department are going to hire a lot of new agents to get you dirty tax cheats. There's going to be a lot of focus. Apparently, the bill suggests that the number of IRS investigators be doubled. All right, is that it? Because there are a lot of this 22-page report suggesting that there have been a lot of tax gaps created by lax enforcement.
And so how many crypto. Of you? Feel? Yeah, so
well, what's the crypto? How does that play into this? Explain, please.
Because no one pays tax on it. And so there, you don't pay tax on it. And there are people who have been made millionaires many times over.
Tax on gains? Tax on, so
tax on gains, yeah. And when you sell it, there's no tax on it because it's not a regulated currency. So they're trying to create a structure for that.
Mm-hmm. Whose fault is that? I mean, what are we making bad guys out of people who are just doing what the law allows them to do?
But businesses are making money off of it, too, and not paying any tax on it.
So? I say
so. Well, then don't talk. Then don't complain about the deficit. If you don't want people to pay tax,
I am complaining about the deficit because there's
too much
money.
Right, well, then you can't. You're riding two horses with one ass here.
Look at all this week, the report that came out. From the number of sources, including the government and the Farm Bureau, as to where the money went to you and people in your neighborhood on the beach. Yeah. Apparently, they're starting farms down there, according to where the money went. Yeah.
Snooky Farm.
Yeah, right. Perfect. All right, there it is, the overview. Jan, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here at 10 before the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Here we are at 53 after the hour. Time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology. We have a tight schedule here, Victoria. So we get out of Victoria Keeling goes through this. I'm Doug Steffen at number five. It's an announcement from Google.
Yeah, this is either good news or bad news if you are someone who likes to troll WebMD looking for problems that you may have and diagnoses, because we all know people
hobby.
Who are
What's
like
that. What's your hobby? I troll
But
WebMD.
We all know people who are like that. You know, they don't feel well, they go to WebMD and they diagnose themselves with some very rare disease that doctors just wish people would stop going to WebMD. Well, Google has a brand new tool that will be launching soon, and this is going to diagnose skin conditions. It's a web tool that they've developed with Stanford University's research team, and so it's 97% accurate when you essentially you take photos of whatever the skin issue is, whether it's, you know, a mole that you think doesn't look right or a rash, or this also does hair and nail conditions too, and then it runs through the database and the algorithm, and it has 65,000 clinical images already in the database, and then it will suggest possible conditions. So this is, I can just picture people getting so preoccupied that they're just taking their phone and taking pictures of their entire body and just having it run through this tool. So it's going to probably be very, very popular when it
launches. Number four, speaking of something that's popular, it's HBO Max time.
Yep, HBO Max is going to launch a cheaper version of HBO Max. It'll be the ad-supported tier, which basically, I love when they say ad-supported. It means you got to sit through some commercials. So it's going to be $9.99 a month. It's cheaper than the $14.99 a month, which is ad-free. You get everything that WarnerMedia has, except you will not get the Warner Brothers movies that premiere the same date on HBO Max as they do in theaters. If you have this lower price tier, you will not be able to access those movies. You'll either have to wait longer or go to the theater. So, and if you still don't want to pay for anything, Warner Media is also planning on taking some of their popular shows from HBO Max and putting them on their other regular cable networks like TNT and TBS. Like I said during the week on the DJV show, I would suspect that Mare of Easttown will land somewhere on TNT maybe later this summer.
Mm-hmm. All right, number three is Zoom. So I want to say Zoom time. All right,
yeah,
so
here's some good news. We don't normally think of good things when we think of Zoom, right? We think of long meetings that we don't want to be on. It's owned, you know, operated, the data server is operated by a Chinese company. But there is some new research that shows that talking on video conference services like Zoom or FaceTime during the coronavirus lockdown has helped older people stave off the effects of dementia. So this new study has proven, essentially, that regular communication and having to use technology has really helped the long-term memory of elderly people versus elderly people who, you know, just traditionally see people face-to-face. They showed much more cognitive decline than those who, you know, basically forced themselves to learn some of the technology, which is great.
All right, number two, there's a chip shortage in case you haven't noticed.
Oh, man, this is a story that is not good news for anybody, right?
No.
So we've been hearing a whole lot.
Except the Chinese. It's good for the Chinese.
Yeah. So we've been hearing a whole lot about the chip shortage. And right now, the number one product that is seeing the fastest spike in price are big screen TVs. So the larger the TV, the more expensive it's going to be. Right now, large TV model prices are up 30% compared to last summer. Remember last summer, everybody decided, well, let's go out and get a bigger screen TV because we can't go to movie theaters and everyone's stuck at home. Well, if you're trying to do that this summer, you're going to pay at least 30% more. It's better to wait until Black Friday sales come around. This chipset shortage, say that fast, is probably still going to last another year because they are so backed up. And when we had this trade war with China, Chinese companies like Huawei and ZTE, what they did was essentially blocked access to those chips, the advanced chips especially, which we need for automobiles and computers. So they blocked everyone outside of China from gaining access to them. They also stockpiled their own shortage. So here we are. This is now the next thing. We already know laptops are more expensive. iPads and tablets are going to follow suit after the TV increase, I think.
All right. Number one this week in the top five department is the AT&T merger with Warner Media. Man, this is what kind of fest this is.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, this still needs approval, but this was a very big story this week. AT&T and Discovery Networks are in talks to essentially merge Warner Media, which is HBO Max, with Discovery, which has all the channels that everybody knows and loves. So this could end up being a massive one-stop shopping of a streamer. Essentially, the deal, the purpose of the deal, is they really want to go up against Disney, Disney Plus, and Netflix.
Uh-huh. All right, there it is, the story of the top five items. No crypto in there. That's interesting. Okay, thanks, Victoria.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.